Your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. As followers of Jesus, we should not be attached from the things of this world and be attached to God alone. Our first reading teaches us to be generous with others. Share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked. When you see them, then your light will break forth like the dawn. Attending to those in need results in our own healing, protection, and friendship with God. He will be more available to help us when we cry for help. Isaiah said, "Your wounds shall quickly be healed. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer." But God has another challenge for all of us. Remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech. In short, He wants us to turn away from sin and couple it with good works for the needy. Bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted. One of the purposes of our Catholic or Charity Development Appeal, CDA, is to precisely do this, to help those in need. Then God will make us light, will make us a light shining brightly in our world that is afflicted with the darkness of sin and selfishness. God has the power to change each one of us if we allow Him. We should stop being mediocre Christians. If we want to thrive as Catholics, we need to make some radical changes. Enough of just tweaking our lives here and there. God wants our transformation. So let us ask God to transform us with His Holy Spirit and be the disciple He wants us to be. Let us make ourselves available for God's purposes and be bold in doing well. Be excellent Christians, and the light of Christ will shine in all that we say and do. Let us desire to love as He loves, and be seen shining with good deeds, so that others will glorify God and our Heavenly Father. Let us continue to learn and imitate our heroes, Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, St. Vincent de Paul, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Clare of Assisi, and others, in taking care of the poor, getting rid of sin in our hearts, and in turn, receiving blessings from God our Father. May the saints' best practices be our guide, and may we desire to continue learning, educating ourselves day by day, with the science of the saints. Then and only then we will shine as the church and as Catholics. The world will be changed and will glorify God, our Heavenly Father. May Our Lady of Joy, the Mother of Jesus, the light of the world, intercede for us all. Amen.